Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমান অভয় চরণ অরবিন্দ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। ইসকন ফাউন্ডার আচার্য হিজ ডিভাইন গ্রেস শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী গৌর নিতায় কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী জগন্নাথ বলদেব সুভদ্রা মহারানী কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী রাধা গোপীনাথ কি জয়। গ্রন্থরাজ শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম কি জয়। সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়। গৌর প্রেমানন্দে অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভাইনস, অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভাইনস, অল গ্লোরিজ টু শ্রী গুরু অ্যান্ড শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গ। নমো বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী নামিনে নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শুভবাণী পাশ্চাত্য। ওম নমো ভগবতে
বাসুদেবায়।
ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়।
ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়।
ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়।
ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়।
নারায়ণং নমস্কৃত্য নরং চৈব নরোত্তমং দেবীং সরস্বতীং ব্যাসং ততো জয়মুদীরয়ে। নষ্ট প্রায়েষু অভদ্রেষু নিত্যং ভাগবত সেবায়া ভগবতী উত্তম শ্লোকে ভক্তির্ভবতি নৈষ্ঠিকী। শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম ফিফথ ক্যান্টো চ্যাপ্টার থ্রি Rishabhdev's appearance, text 20. Barhishi Tasmin Eva Vishnudatya Bhagavan Paramarshibhi Prashadito Nabhe Priya Chikirshaya Tad অবরোধায়নে মেরুদেব্যাম ধর্মা দর্শয়িতু কামো বাত রসনানাম শ্রমণানাম ঋষিণ ঊর্ধ্বমন্থিনাম শুক্লায় তনুবাবতার। সো দিস ভার্স ইজ ইন প্রোজ ফর্ম, সো I'll just read it through. Barhishi tasmin neva Vishnu datta Bhagavan paramarshi bhi prasadito nabhe priya chikirshaya tadavarodhayane meru devyam dharman darshai ka tukamo batarashananam shramanam mrishinam ধর্মন্থিনাম শুক্লয়া তনুবাবতার। সো আই জাস্ট রিড ইট থ্রু বিকজ সিন্স ইটস নট ইন আ পোয়েট্রি ফর্ম, ইন আ ভার্স ফর্ম, অর শুড ইউ গেট সাম অফ ইউ টু রিড ইট।
Yes, maybe some of you can read it. Yeah. Now that's
written on the board.
Bharakashi tasmineva vishnudatta bhagavan paramashivi prasadito nave priyajikeshaya tad avarodhayane marudevyam dharmam darshayatu kamo bhata rasananam smarananam rishinam urva martinam shuklaya tanuva patatara.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Barhishi,
Barhishi,
in the arena of sacrifice,
in the arena of sacrifice,
tasmin,
tasmin,
that,
that,
eva,
eva,
in this way,
in this way,
Vishnudatta,
Vishnudatta,
O Maharaj Parikshit,
O Maharaj Parikshit,
Bhagavan,
Bhagavan,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Parama Rishibhi,
Parama Rishibhi,
by the great Rishis,
by the great Rishis,
Prashaditaha,
Prashaditaha,
being pleased,
being
pleased, Nabhe,
Nabhe,
I'm sorry, Nabhe Priya Chikirshaya,
Nabhe Priya Chikirshaya,
to please King Nabhi,
to please King Nabhi,
Tad Avarodhayane,
Tad Avarodhayane,
in his wife,
Meru Devyam,
Meru Devi,
Dharman,
the principles of religion,
Darshayitu
Kamaha,
Kama,
desiring to exhibit,
how to perform,
Bhata Rashananam,
of the
sannyasis, who have almost no cloth. Shamananam, of the Banaprasthas,
Rishinam,
of the great sages,
Urdhamanthinam,
of the Brahmacharis,
Shuklaya
Tanuba, in his original spiritual form, which is above the modes of material nature,
Avatatara,
appeared as an incarnation. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O Vishnudatta Parikshit Maharaj, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was pleased by the great sages at that sacrifice. Consequently, the Lord decided to personally exhibit the method of executing religious principles as observed by brahmacharis, sannyasis, banaprasthas and grihasthas engaged in rituals, and also satisfy Maharaj Nabhi's desire. Consequently, he appeared as the son of Meru Devi in his original spiritual form, which is above the modes of material nature. Please repeat after me. O Vishnudatta,
O Vishnudatta,
Parikshit Maharaj,
Parikshit Maharaj,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead was pleased,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead was pleased,
by the great sages,
by the great sages,
at that sacrifice,
at that sacrifice.
Consequently, the Lord decided to personally exhibit the method of executing religious principles, as observed by brahmacharis, sannyasis, banaprasthas,
and grihasthas
engaged in rituals,
and
also
satisfy
Maharaj Nabhi's
desire.
Consequently, he appeared as the son of Meru Devi, in his original spiritual form, which is above the modes of material nature. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When the Supreme Lord appears or descends as an incarnation within this material world, he does not accept a body made of the three modes of material nature, that is, sattva-guna, rajo-guna and tamo-guna. Mayavadi philosophers say that the impersonal God appears in the material world by accepting a body in the Sattvaguna. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti states that the word Shukla means consisting of Shuddha Sattva. Lord Vishnu descends in a Shuddha Sattva form. Shuddha Sattva refers to the Sattvaguna, which is never contaminated. In this material world, even the mode of goodness, Sattvaguna, is contaminated by tinges of Rajaguna and Tamaguna. When Sattvaguna is never contaminated by Rajaguna and Tamaguna, it is called Shuddha Sattva. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. Bhagavatam 4.3.23. That is the platform of Vasudeva, whereby the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, can be experienced. In Bhagavad Gita 4.7, Sri Krishna himself says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam shijammaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at the time I descend myself. Unlike the ordinary living entities, the Supreme Lord is not forced by the modes of material nature to appear. He appears dharman darshayitu kama, to show how to execute the functions of a human being. The word dharma is meant for human beings and is never used in connection with beings inferior to human beings, such as animals. Unfortunately, without being guided by the Supreme Lord, human beings sometimes manufacture a process of dharma by concoction. Actually, dharma cannot be made by man. Dharmam tu shakshat bhagavat pranita. Dharma is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just as the law is given by the state government. Man-made dharma is no meaning. Man-made dharma has no meaning. Srimad Bhagavatam refers to man-made dharma as Kaitava dharma, cheating religion. The Supreme Lord sends an avatar incarnation to teach human society the proper way to execute religious principles. Such religious principles are bhakti marga, as the Supreme Lord himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. The son of Maharaj Nabhi, Rishabdev, appeared on this earth to preach the principles of religion. That will be explained in the fifth chapter of this fifth canto. This is the end of the chapter. So it ends, thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fifth canto, third chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Rishabdev's Appearance in the Womb of Meru Devi, the Wife of King Nabhi. So, Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Vena Tasmai Shri Padrave Nama. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna. Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanditam Cha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gauranga Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusthe Devi Pranamami Hari Priyayi Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Nayeva Cha Patitanam Pavaneyo Vaishnavebhyo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vashami Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama So, the history of Rishabhdev's appearance has been described here. Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is not a history. Srimad Bhagavatam is Puran, Mahapuran. The difference between history or Itihash and Puran is that Itihash maintains a chronological order. It's very systematically, chronologically described. Whereas Puran's descriptions are not maintaining the chronology of the time. Purans are mainly the descriptions of the Lord's activities along with his devotees. Lord's activities and his devotees' activities are described in Puran. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the Mahapuran. There are many Puranas. There are 18 Puranas. But Bhagavatam is the topmost of all of them. Amal Puran. And it is the Mahapuran. Bhagavatam is described as Mahapuran. The Mahapuran has 10... What makes a Puran a Mahapuran? The 10 symptoms, dasame dashalakshanam, 10 symptoms of makes their Mahapuran must have 10 symptoms. Those 10 symptoms are sarga or creation, visarga, secondary creation. The principal creation begins with Mahavishnu. Material nature is created by Mahavishnu. Or rather, in order to create this material nature, manifest this material nature, the Lord appears in his Vishnu forms. Three Purushavatars. Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshayi Vishnu and Kshiradakshayi Vishnu. And then he hands over the creation to Brahma onwards. So Brahma onwards, the creation is secondary creation or Visarga. Atra, Sarga, Visargascha, Sthanam, then the descriptions of the planetary systems. Mahapuran has one aspect that describes the planetary systems of the universe. Poshanam, how this material nature is maintained. Utaya, the tendency to expand or procreate. Then Manvantara, in a day of Brahma, 14 Manus appear. And each Manu reigns for about 71 Chaturyugas. Brahma's day consists of 1000 Chaturyugas, so 1000 Chaturyugas divided by 14 is about 71. So each Manu reigns, and the reigns of each Manu and the appearance of the Lord as a Manvantara avatar is one aspect. Manvantara. Then Ishanu Katha, the Lord's incarnation, the description of the incarnation of the Lord. So here it is one of the Ishanu Kathas. Rishabhdev is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality. So this Ishanu Katha, the description of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's appearance in this material nature. So this way we can see that Bhagavatam, the scriptures like Bhagavatam, is not mythology, as it has been very badly misunderstood nowadays. These Vedic scriptures, even in India, people consider them to be, they call it mythology. That means myth, mythical. It is stories without foundations, fairy tales. But no, Bhagavatam and all the Vedic scriptures are dealing with the absolute truth and nothing but the truth. In the Vedic culture, there is no room for falsity. Vedic culture is perfectly founded on truth leading to the absolute truth. Absolute truth is the Supreme Personality. How can we approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead through our mental concoctions or imaginations? It's unfortunate that even in India, which is the land of dharma, dharma is in such turmoil. It is mainly due to the British influence in India. When the British went to India, they just wanted to make the Indians think that India is a primitive country without any culture, and now the British have come to India to civilize them. They introduced their own education system, and they made the Indians reject the original Vedic culture and the education system. They turned Mahabharata, Ramayana, all the Puranas, Dharma Shastras, all these as mythology. And as a result of that, today there is such a crisis of spiritual culture. Fortunately, Srila Prabhupada came. I would say fortunately, Srila Bhaktivinoda came. Fortunately, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Fortunately, Srila Prabhupada came and re-established the Vedic culture, and then Prabhupada brought it to the West. And today it is happening. Even in India, people are accepting. They are realizing the values of Vedic culture and they are accepting. It's all due to Srila Prabhupada's teaching. Indians on their own would not have accepted. So Srila Prabhupada had to go to America. He went to America to establish Krishna consciousness. Then he sent the Americans to India to make them recognize the value of the language. And then some Indians started to think, here the Americans are accepting it, so it must be worth its while. Not only Americans and Europeans. Because this was the state of India at that time. And even today, West is the best. West is the best. The other day someone was joking that Maybe it was true, but he was telling it as a joke, that he was talking to some Indian and asked him, what's the goal of your life? And he said, to be born in America. And it's a fact. Many Indians think that it would be so much better to be born in America or Europe. Therefore, it is very important that people in India recognize the value of their culture when they see that the people in the West are accepting it. When they are trying to follow the West, Western people are actually accepting their culture. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath. Jai Shri Shri Jagannam Balabhi Subhadram. Jai Shri Shri Gaurita. So here is a beautiful description of Rishabhdev's appearance. And another important thing that we can see that this cannot be fairy tales, this cannot be a fictitious thing. Like when it's a fairy tale, a fictitious story, fiction, then we don't get up such an elaborate chronological description of their lineage. Say for example, does anybody know what is the name of Superman's father? Superman's father description may be there, but what about his grandfather? Or Spider-Man, Batman, or Cinderella. But here we find in the Vedic scriptures their lineage goes all the way up to the beginning, of creation. And let's say for example, Lord Ramchandra. His lineage goes all the way back to Ikshaku. Ikshaku's father is Vaivarshata Manu. His father is Vivarsha. So this is how we see that it is this culture is based on such a solid, authentic foundation. It cannot possibly be fictitious. Here at least we are getting the description of, it will go back, like we can find, like Rishabhdev's father is Nabhi, Nabhi's father is Agnitra, and goes all the way back. And who is Rishabhdev? Rishabhdev is not an ordinary person. It is not the birth of Rishabhdev. The description, the chapter is not entitled as Rishabhdev's birth. The chapter is entitled as Rishabhdev's appearance. The Supreme Personality of Godhead doesn't take birth. He appears. He doesn't need to take birth like an ordinary human being. He appears. Just as a king doesn't have to commit crimes to end up in the prison. The king can go to the prison anytime. Even if the king dresses as a prisoner, still he is the king. Sometimes the king may dress up like a prisoner to teach the prisoners some lesson. Just as Krishna did, just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, just as Sri Ramchandra did. They appeared like human beings. But those are their pastimes. So Krishna himself mentions in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita the janma karma chame dipyam. My birth and my activities are dipyam, divine. Janma karma chame dipyam. And evam javetti tatvata, when one understands that properly, tatva deham punarjanma vaiti. If one simply understands that Krishna's birth, Krishna's appearance, and Krishna's activities are transcendental, divine, then he doesn't have to take part again in this material nature. Meaning he will become free from the cycle of birth and death. In this material nature, we all are caught up in the cycle of birth and death. Samsara dava analita lokam. This samsara means cycle of birth and death. Birth in a new body, live in that body for some time, then die. Then again, come back to take part in another body. So this is chakra. It's a cycle. And in this material nature, we are caught up in that cycle. And therefore, we cannot get out of this material. But when we can recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when we recognize Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender unto Him, that Ma Evam Vyakti Tattvata means recognizing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrendering unto Him, then Takta Deham Punarjanma. When one lives in the body, he doesn't have to take out another body. That means it goes back to the spiritual sky. Jagatvana nivartante svartham. When one goes there, he doesn't have to come back to this material nature. In the fourth chapter, Krishna also describes how he appears. Actually, it's very interesting how Krishna, how it comes to that point. Krishna told Arjuna, I gained this knowledge long time ago. To Vivashyam, the Sangha. Imam Vivashyati Yogam Pratavana Vayam Vivashyam Manavit Prahu Manavitra. I gave this knowledge to Vivashyam, he gave it to his son Manu, then Manu gave it to his son Ikshaku, and Eva Parampara Praptam. In this way, through a disciplic succession, this knowledge is flowing since time immemorial. So at that time, Arjuna asked the question, Krishna, you are born just after day. How can I say that you gave this knowledge to Krishna? So then Krishna told Arjuna, that Arjuna, bahuni me batitani jarmani bhavatani. Many, many times, I also have taken birth and you also have taken birth. But about those births, you don't remember anything. Why? I remember. Tani ham beda sarvani natta vitta pavita. You do not remember anything. And then Krishna says, ajopi sanam vayatma. Actually, I am unborn. I don't need to take birth. I am ajaya. Bhutana vayatma. I am the controller of all the living entities. But still, prakritim samadhisthaya sambhavani. Taking advantage of my internal potency, I sambhavami atma aya. Here Krishna is not saying, I take birth, but Krishna is saying that I appear, I manifest myself. This is Krishna's incarnation. He manifests himself. Again, after 2-3 verses, he again says, now why he comes? Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bhagata abhuthana madharmasya tadatmanam sujyamam. Why do I come? When there is an increase of irreligious activities and a decline of religious principles, then in order to re-establish the religiosity, I appear. And again he is saying, how does he appear? Paritraya sadhana Vinashaya cha duṣkṛtām dharma samsthāpanārthāya sambhavāmi yuge. Again he is using the word sambhavāmi. I manifest myself. So this is the most important thing to understand. That Krishna doesn't take birth. Krishna manifests himself out of his own sweet will. By the arrangement of Jogamaya, prakritim sam adhishthaya, taking advantage of my internal potency. Sangharvami, as a manifestation. And when we understand that, that Krishna's birth and Krishna's activities are not mundane arrangement of guna and karma, we are born according to our karma, according to our past activities, according to the modes of material nature. As we acted in the past, accordingly we take our next birth. And as we acted in the past, accordingly we are subjected to our functioning in this material nature. So we all are subjected to guna and karma. Prakriti kriyamanani. Gunai karma. In the material nature, everything is happening by the arrangement of guna and karma. Gunai karma. But Krishna's activities and Krishna's appearance is not subjected to guna and karma. Rather, Krishna is always the controller of the guna and the controller of the all the happenings of this. How does he appear? He simply appears by the divine arrangement. Daivi Hesha Gunami. Or rather, Dibhyam, Chami Dibhyam, Janma Karma Chami Dibhyam. When we understand that Krishna's activities are divine, divine means not subjected to the arrangement of material nature, it's of another dimension. Aparayamitastannam prakritim vidhime param. Understand that there is a reality beyond this material nature. That reality is Divya. That is the transcendental reality. It's beyond the guna arrangement, beyond the jurisdiction of guna. And Prabhupada purport pointing out, quoting Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, that Krishna is Shukla. Here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been described as Shukla. The Shukla means white. White is the color of the goodness, mode of goodness. But in the material nature, the mode of goodness is not really white. In the material nature, the mode of goodness is saffron. Because it is mixed. But Shuddha Sattva, as Prabhupada quotes the question of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Shuddha Sattva Vasudeva Shuddhita, Shabda Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shuddhita, that Vishuddha Sattva, pure goodness. Here it is contaminated goodness, tinged goodness. Tinged by, it's Mishra Sattva. This Sattva, this goodness is mixed goodness, mixed with passion and ignorance. But spiritual world, in the spiritual sky, the mode that is existing there has no tinge of ignorance and passion. Therefore, that is Vishuddha Sattva. So, that color is Shukla, white. And this white indicates pure goodness. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, from the spiritual sky, descends to the material nature. And when he descends to the material nature, he doesn't become affected by the modes of the material nature. He always remains pure. He always remains unaffected by the modes. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any comment, question, Maya?
Mayabad, Brahmabad, Nirakarbad. What is this? Said Mayabad.
Okay. Mayabad. Okay, Maharaj's question is Mayabad, Brahmabad, and Nirakarbad. So what is the difference? What are they? Actually, both Brahmavad and Mayavad is Nirakar, Nirvishesh. But Brahmabad is positive impersonalism. Nirakarbad actually means impersonalism. Understanding that the absolute truth is not a person. That is impersonal. Now, Brahmabad is positive impersonalism. Positive in the sense from Brahma understanding one can go to. Personal understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just as we find in the case of Sukadeva Goswami and the Four Brothers. Initially, they were impersonalists, but then they became devotees. But so Brahmabad is Vedic. Brahmabad is a Vedic understanding. That is, at some point, when we are approaching from here, we come to Brahma Jyoti. Brahma Jyoti is the absolute truth, is a spiritual reality. But that it's a jyoti, it's an energy of the Lord, the bodily effulgence of the Lord. Therefore, the understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as person is not there at that time. But penetrating that, Brahma Jyoti, when one comes to the personality, then he becomes a devotee. Whereas Mayavad is the theory of illusion. Maya means illusion. So Mayavad is the theory of illusion. So this theory of illusion has been established by Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya actually started a new philosophy, which he himself admitted. Who is Shankaracharya? Shankaracharya is Lord Shiva himself. Lord Shiva admitted to Parvati, Mayavadam Ashat Shastram Prachanna Bodham Uchyati Mayuva Vihitam Devi Kalo Brahmana. That in the age of Kali, appearing as a Brahmana, I will establish an Ashat Shastram, a temporary scripture, temporary Siddhanta, which will be known as Mayavad, in order to defeat Buddhism. So actually Shankaracharya came to defeat Buddhism, and in order to defeat Buddhism and convert and re-establish the Vedas, Shankaracharya had to propound this new Siddhanta, Ashat Shastra. That Ashat Shastra has been established in this way, that Vedas describing, according to Vedic understanding, the material nature is a transformation of the spiritual energy. That is called Parinamvad, theory of transformation. That Brahma became Jagat. Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. The spiritual energy has been transformed into material nature. But Shankaracharya, bad bhanto bolite ho uthai lo vivad. Shankaracharya came and said Vyasadeva was wrong. Saying that, he established a new theory. And that theory is called the theory of illusion, which is called Vivartavad. Parinamvad, theory of transformation, and Vivartavad, theory of illusion. What is illusion? What appears to be there but actually not there. And Shankaracharya drew the example, just as mirage appears to be water, but there is no water. It's hot sand, but appears to be like water. Or mistaking a rope to be a snake. It's not a snake, it's a rope. So that is a vivarta or illusion. Actually it's rope, but one is mistaking it due to illusion to be a snake. It is hot sand, which is fire, but appears to be water. So similarly, Jagat Mitha. Brahma Satta, Jagat Mitha. This Jagat is illusion. False. So that was Shankaracharya's theory, which was commonly known as Mayavad. Originally it is called Kevala Advaitavad. Kevala Advaitavad, absolute non-dualism. Or Vivartavad, commonly known as Mayavad, or theory of illusion. But Ramanujacharya came and defeated that. That is the wonderful thing about it. Ramanujacharya made that point that fine, there is no water in the Niraj. So somewhere there must be water existing. That's why you're mistaking the Niraj to be water. Fine, there is no snake in the rope, it's just rope. But somewhere the snake is existing, that's why you're mistaking the rope to be a snake. If the snake didn't exist, there was no question of mistaking the rope to be a snake. So this is how Ramanujacharya established his theory of Vishishta Advaitavad. Shankaracharya says, Keval Advaitavad is Vishishta Advaitavad. That although the spiritual reality is beyond the material nature and is absolutely spiritual, but the spiritual reality is full of vanity, variegatedness. So in this way, Ramanujacharya actually defeated Shankaracharya's Kevala Advaitavada and re-established the person. Yes, so Maharaj, to your question, the difference of Brahmavad and Mayavad is that Brahmavad is positive. Brahma Jyoti is there, it's real. But this Brahma Jyoti is a bodily effulgence of the Lord. So when you go further, we'll come to see the Lord. So from Brahmavad, it is possible to approach the Supreme Personality of God. But problem with Mayavad, you see, they describe that Brahma is the ultimate absolute, and incarnation or the Lord, form of the Lord is the form in the mode of beingness. Maya. That form also is Maya. Like Brahma in the mode of goodness is avatar. Brahma in the mode of passion is jiva. Passion and ignorance. So the Brahma is jiva. And when the jiva transcends the mode of passion and comes to the mode of goodness, then it is incarnation. Like that's why their understanding is the sannyasi is a Narayan. Because they have transcended, sannyasis have transcended the mode of passion and have come to the mode of goodness. Therefore they have become incarnations.
Is there anything Brahma in mode of ignorance?
Both two. Material substance.
Oh, substance.
Bostu is, material elements are Brahma in the mode of ignorance. Thank you. Any other question? Oh, yeah, Purnata.
In this book from Satsang Goswami, Meanings from Vedic Literature, he explained about this itihasa.
Yeah.
And he mentions the verse from the Chandogya Upanishad.
Yeah.
And I can remember he said something like also that the Puranas, like Ramayana, Mahabharata and Puranas, they are mentioned as itihas. And like you said in the beginning of the lecture that the Puranas are not itihas.
Yeah, very good. Good. They can fall in the category of itihas. Because it is describing the history of different kings or incarnations of the Lord. But at the same time, in the Vedic scripture, there is a scripture called Itihas. Right? And so Ramayana and Mahabharata are the Itihas, history. Because that is maintaining the chronological order. Whereas Puranas don't. So that's why, although he included the Puran as a part of Itihas, but it's not pure Itihas. Like Itihas must maintain a chronological order. Like when you read the history, how do you see? The history of such and such period. Then after that period came this period. Then after that this period, and the different rulers and so forth. So, Itihas maintains a chronological order. purity. But Puran is not maintaining the chronological order. Therefore, they are separate from Itihas, their Puran. The characteristic of Puran is they describe about the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotee. Okay, so do you have a question? Okay, I thought you had your answer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Dishatarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.